This edition of Racing HQ brought to you by the 2019 APG Sydney sale. Secure your champion March 3 at Warwick Farm.
Brad Gray, Simon Denopoulos, they must be sitting there waiting to go. Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports, good morning.
Yeah, morning Andrew, how are you?
Very well, mate. Remarkable story about Birdsville when you listen to it, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. My uncle actually lived in Birdsville for 6 to 7 years, so visited there. It was a two-day drive from Queensland to get there for us, so one of the longest drives I've done with my family, and would certainly recommend heading out there, but hopefully everyone's safe there, obviously, with the amount of rain.
For sure. And Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Brad.
Good morning, Andrew. I thought we had a bit of rain around Sydney at the moment, but when you speak of the proportions that they've had up there, it sounds like we've just got a little tickle down here, isn't it?
Yeah, no, exactly. It's all relative to where we are. All right, well, let's get cracking. Because of that chat, we're running a little bit late, but let's help our listeners into it. And, well, it's pretty boring, the first one, because you both like it. Brad, tell us what you like in race three.
Race 3, Coterie. It comes with a little asterisk now, so when I did the form and I sent these through, I didn't quite expect it to be a heavy deck, but hopefully we're getting back into a soft 6 range tomorrow, fingers crossed for that. He was just so good there in the English sprint first up. He felt the pinch late on the wet track, and he just... The way he was going behind Fiesta and Estajar, none of these can compete with that kind of form line. It was a very deep race. They ran good time on the day. You saw Mizzy there grab third. She goes around at Canterbury tonight, so we'll get an extra push there. She should be winning her maiden. The money was there for him too last start. He started $13 after opening $26. He's always been a bit of a horse. It's been a work in progress, but I think the penny's finally dropped for him this campaign. His trial before his resumption was outstanding behind Brutal, so I think he's a horse that's come back in really good order. Big tick out to $13.50, and he should just be able to pop in behind what looks a really good speed in this race and just get a lovely run in behind that speed. So he's attractively priced at the moment, although a little asterisk, as I say, at the wet track, but you're getting odds to find out. That's race 3, number 10, Coterie.
And we should mention the TAB Early Bird Specials kick in at midday today. It's currently at $5.50, but maybe hang off till then. And you're of the same opinion here, Simon.
Yeah, not much more I can add. I think he should be favourite. As Brad touched on, clearly brings the best form into the race, running fourth behind Fiesta there, and probably not suited at the 1100, but I thought he found the line well. He's obviously, as Brad touched on, should appreciate the step up in trip and gets the gun run from the inside draw for Sam Clipperton. So I just think he brings the best form. I've got him marked favourite, and I'm hoping we're not on a heavy deck there tomorrow. Rose Hill generally does well. If that's the case, I think he's going to be very hard to beat. Happy to take the early price, as mentioned. That Arcademus, the one question mark for me is when you get these horses heading towards the likes of the country championships and the provincial championships, just the question mark is obviously their target's a bit further down. So happy to take those horses on. Generally, I imagine there's 4 weeks to the Kembla qualifier and then 3 weeks to the final. So probably have another run. But as such, I think Coterie is the one you want to be with for sure. Race 3, number 10.
All right, as I say, $5.50 before the TAB Early Bird Specials kick in at midday. Simon, we'll come to you for your second one. It's across in race 6, a horse that, well, it does certainly handle the rain affected.
Yeah, another tick for So Taken. I think she's clearly the best bet of the day, $4.80 at the moment with TAB. We'll see what we get after midday, but more than happy to bet up at the price. When you look at her opposition, 10 of 14 are first up, and we've seen her come back and win, I thought, impressively at Warwick Farm. And she put up form better than her rivals, or certainly at the weights on time. So her performance was very impressive there over the 1100. Kieran McAvoy, legs aboard here, obviously down in the weights from the inside draw. She looks to get a good run in transit and looks to be good speed engaged. Might need a touch of luck. There looks to be speed coming across in front of her, but if she gets the right run and then gets even luck throughout, clearly the best of the day for me. A few nice types resuming, but the fact she's had the run back and put up form as good, if not better, than what her rivals already have, you've got to be with her. I've got her marked short of 2 to 1 there tomorrow, 2.75 for me, so more than happy to bet up. Race 6, number 4, So Taken.
All right, well, if you've got it that short, it's looking okay at the $4.80 right now. We'll wait and see what happens with the early bird special. So that's race 6, number 4. Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales, you like one for Godolphin in the Millie Fox?
Yeah, I do, Andrew. Typically open mares race, but I think Sabatiano really appeals here. She had very little go her way last preparation. That resulted in just the one win, but you could make a case that she could have won 4 of those if things played out a little bit differently. 54 kilos on her back. You've got Kieran McAvoy in the saddle. I think she's really well placed here to resume winner like she did last campaign when she beat Shamook there at Wye. And that was despite making a mid-race move. It was a really big win that day. One trial, but she looked really strong. And I don't think she has to improve a great deal on what she's shown in the past to be going close here. But I do suspect that there's still a little bit more to come from her. So this could be another breakout campaign for her. I've got plenty of respect for I Am Serious. I know she's a bit of a boom mare going into the into this particular campaign. Her trials have been unbelievable. But she's always just a little bit vulnerable first up. So I want to have a look at her here before having a good go at her in the Coolmore second up. So Savatiano for me here, race 7 at number 10.
$6 before the tab early bird specials. The last of your trio, Brad, is in the Parramatta Cup.
Yeah, Tangled for me. It's a very interesting market at the moment because when tab first opened, I think there was 440 across three runners. So they're having a little bit of trouble separating them. I think Tangled is the bet in the race. There's no denying that he was very plain there last start at Warwick Farm, but he has a bit of a history of doing that before bouncing back. You look at his last preparation, he ran a long last in the Randwick Guineas second up before then finishing close up to D'Argento out to 2,000 metres in the Rosehill Guineas. He seems to really come into his own once he gets out to this distance range, to the 1,900 metres here, right up his alley. His first up run behind Tom Melbourne confirmed that he's come back in really good order. I think this is a perfect race for him, 53 on his back. And there's a couple of queries around a lot of the runners here. Semidoubt is one of those that's hard in the market, hasn't really fight over this trip in the past, never had a crack at it. Gresham is another query over the trip. And then up the top, there's a lot of resuming stays with much bigger targets over a lot further over the autumn. So he does have his convictions. I do admit that. Two wins from 19 starts, but he certainly won't get a better chance than to win race number 3 here, race 8, number 11, Tangled.
Currently at $4.60 and joint favourite with Samadout at the moment. Simon, obviously the last of yours is in race 9.
Yeah, hoping it's a lucky last, Andrew. Keen on one down in the weights, Jungle Eyes from the Brad Widdop stable. Just think he brings really good form into this race. He was only narrowly beaten at the course and distance behind Bonhomie two back, and then did a good job beating Say Stella at Randwick over the 1,100 metres last start. He's since kept fresh, 28 days between runs, and a nice soft trial behind Dyslexic there. Didn't sport the blinkers in the trial, obviously wears them on race day, and just think he gets the perfect spot there for Corey Brown. He returned a new career peak last start at Randwick, and I think if he can repeat that level of performance on Saturday, looks a great each-way bet in the last. Race 9, number 14.
And at the moment, $6 for the Brad Widdup train Jungleized. So running through them, Simon Donopoulos, 3.10 Coterie, 6.4 So Taken, 9.14 Jungleized. And for Brad Gray, it's 3.10 Coterie, 7.10 Savatiano, and 8.11 Tangled. You've had all their current prices, but repeating the tab, early bird specials kick in at midday today. Good on you, Simon. We'll chat tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Andrew. All the best.
Simon Donopoulos and Brad, you'll have plenty of info. We'll just monitor this track. Just a heavy 8 at this stage and maybe just a shot, an odd shower or two through the day.
Yeah, fingers crossed for that because, as we know, it's not really sunny at the moment in Sydney. No. So there's every chance that it certainly stays in that rain. So if punters are doing their form this afternoon, certainly do it for a bit of cut out of the track.
Yeah, for sure. All right, thanks a lot, Brad.
Thanks, Andrew.